WUKY presents Conversations from the Lexington StoryCorps booth.
It's been 10 years since Jesse Higginbotham, a student at Paul Lawrence Dunbar High School, died in a car crash while on his way to class. Since that time, the school has kept his memory alive through scholarships and a memorial garden. Jesse's parents have also established the nonprofit Jesse Higginbotham Technology Trust in an effort to continue the work their son was so passionate about. Jesse's father, Jerome Higginbotham, recently stopped by the Lexington StoryCorps booth to share fond memories of his tech-savvy son and to talk about Jesse's legacy, which includes helping disadvantaged families bridge the digital divide.
He was the greatest, happiest kid you ever met in your life. He was the kind of kid who walked in the room and lit it up with a smile. And not just some kind of Broadway bam smile, but just when he was in the room, everybody said, "Jesse!" That's the kind of kid he was. You know what I mean? That when he came in the room, it was just he brought something with him. And that's what you heard when he came in. Everybody just did like the norm thing for Jesse. He's great, happy as just as happy as you could want to be. The world was his oyster. Did he have a share of trouble? Sure, he did. He underperformed academically because he wasn't the least bit interested in doing the things that the teachers and I wanted him to do. He was interested in doing what he wanted to do, and that was programming and writing script. So, Mind Triggers, that's the name of the project with a Z. Mind Triggers is the one of the first screen names or IDs that Jesse used when he was on a beta version of Gmail back in the day. He was on Facebook when you had to have an invitation to get on Facebook. He was on Twitter before most people knew Twitter existed. In fact, he has the distinction of being the first person who's ever been retweeted. You know, look it up under the name of Jesse Malthus. And so it was the first person who had ever been retweeted. In fact, those tweets, unfortunately, came the day or two before he died. The Mind Triggers Project aim is to bridge the digital divide. It is to put technology in the hands of the deserving kids who need but simply can't afford or have access to technology. We mostly serve elementary and pre-elementary school students in the Cardinal Valley area. What we do, gratis and free for nothing, as we like to say, is we invite families that want to take advantage of this service into our computer lab to do 4 one-hour sessions on Saturdays through the school year. We train them up on our laboratory, computers, and we then place a operating computer system in their home. We've done over 150 families, so we're very proud that we're able to honor my son in that way, because really what we do here, and what I told a reporter friend of mine when she interviewed me one time, is that, you know, when you're a parent and you raise a child up, your hope is one day that you send that child out into the world and that they represent your family well. That they can prove to the world that your parents cared about you and that they knew what they were doing and they put the best you out there that, you know, that you could do. Well, we don't have that possibility in our life. So we're out there on behalf of my son, and we want to demonstrate to the world how much he meant to us and how important he is to us by providing that to other families.
Jerome Higginbotham talking about his late son Jesse and the Mind Triggers Project in the Lexington StoryCorps booth.
You've been listening to Conversations from the Lexington StoryCorps booth, an exclusive presentation from WUKY.